about to F them up, y'all.
You tired of working for the man and ready to take a stand. F them. F them. You got passions and dreams and ready to do your thing. F them. Yep, yep. F them. You want to make it.
All right, welcome to the FM Podcast, home of the future entrepreneurs and moguls. I'm Sofa T.
And I'm King Chris, and we are your resource to the entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, so shout out to our sponsored Rock Worldwide Travel featuring iBoomerang, which is BEG's exclusive travel agent, and they're able to book your travel as well as show you how to save up to 35% for your travel. Stay tuned to the end of this podcast for a special trip giveaway.
We're giving away things.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We are tight now. Okay, we got real sponsors. Hey, so we are giving away a trip, a one to four night hotel stay in Las Vegas. So you have to answer the special question that we're going to ask. So you have to make sure you listen to the whole podcast and then you'll be able to win this trip.
Listen closely because we want you to win.
Yes.
Yeah, this is not a trick. We're not playing games with you. We want you to get away. Mm-hmm. Enjoy Vegas. And whatever you win, you do have to split with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know. All right. So let's get into the live five section of the podcast. And welcome again, everybody. Live five, for those of you that are just joining us for the first time, we come in and we just got to chit-chat for a minute because you don't go to work and get right into work. You got to check Facebook and Twitter and see what's going on.
Right.
So today's live five. Last week, the NFL came back. All right.
Oh,
it's a little controversial, right?
Big
so
deal.
Cap is still not playing. Let's make sure that we state that first and foremost because that man is absolutely being blackballed. And Twitter and the rest of the black world is still trying to figure out how we feel about Jay-Z's partnership.
You know, I have been getting some mixed kind of views in opposition about it. Like, some people are for it, and some people are, like, you know, wanting to see how he's going to make a change, what he's doing, you know, what he's actually going to bring to the NFL that's going to show justice. I think it's like injustice.
Social
type
justice,
of, type of thing. And the other people are like, nah, he ain't that funny money.
Pretty much. I mean, my man's is selling t-shirts with Meghan Trainor. So what about that says social justice?
Don't put Meghan Trainor down.
I'm not seeing it just yet. Not that it won't ever happen, but I'm interested to see where this goes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to slander him just yet, but I do need more information, as well as the rest of Twitter, because he is getting dragged.
Yes, he is getting dragged, but I don't think it's for the money. He is a businessman, but like there's plenty of opportunities that he has. I feel like he's really going to take this platform and this opportunity to do some good. I have hope that he's going to do good.
I shall see. All right. So, hot girl summer is over, but the hot girl momentum carries on. Megan officially signed with Roc Nation. So, still kind of tying with Jay-Z, right?
Oh,
But
okay.
Megan just signed a record deal. So,
that's
super happy for her. Hot girl summer lives on forever. Yes. It was a working girl summer for me, so I was not a hot girl this
not
summer.
Not a hot girl at all.
One of
Definitely
these days.
Not. But I'm a hot girl now, though. Yeah, I like my new hair.
Ew.
You can't see if you're on the podcast, but I did just finally do my hair. It's no longer. I'm gonna struggle. I had to put that in there. Now it's officially hot girl forever.
Yeah, I'm over here with a curly girl autumn, Christian girl fall. Dear, I even had a pumpkin spice latte this morning. If you follow
you
me
fancy.
On Instagram, I was like Christian girl autumn in full effect.
Wow.
I'm
spice.
A mess. And I won't be back. It was $5.45 for a small. Things are tiny. Who has $6 for a small cup of pumpkin spice?
You can make that at the crib.
Do you hear me? I need to tell my mom I need a new Keurig. Mom, new Keurig. Pumpkin spice cups, please. Thank you. Okay, moving on. So one thing I do want to make sure that we cover, it's really important for us to stay alert and awake what's going on with our politics right now. And the third Democratic debate just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to keep up with those, y'all, especially as the field is finally slimming down. You know, at one point we had about 11 candidates running.
Right.
But now that is coming down. So make sure that you're staying on top of that. If you didn't get a chance to check out that debate, please do. There are different streams available on YouTube, on Twitter, any medium that you follow, you're able to find the debate. So make sure that you're checking those out.
Yes, got to stay up to date. I have a question, though. How do you feel about Corey?
What about Corey? Is this something specifically about how I feel about him and his dad jeans?
He is an interesting one. Like, I'm trying to feel him out. Like, yes, you is black, you're part of the community, whatever. But I feel like he's trying to, like, ride on Obama's coattails. But you're not as cool as Obama. Like, you're trying to be, but you're not.
Yes.
It's just like, it's only so much you can really do with the black thing. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think with Corey, he's still trying to find his footing. Mm. And he hasn't really come out super strong on any topics and is like, hey, this is my platform. Mm. You know, he hasn't come out and been strong and a forerunner in any of that. Whereas, I'm not going to lie to you, Kamala Harris has tried to come out and be strong in some things. And then she went back and flipped. And switch and flip-flopping, so people were really not sure on her. And also this whole thing about her background with the prison system out here in California in particular has caused a lot of us to be giving her a bit of a side eye. Like, hey, sis, hey, this is Kamala. Like, tell us about it. So we're unsure of her, but who y'all need to be checking out, especially if you have student loans, is my girl Elizabeth Warren. Okay, check her out. Hey. Look into her platform. I will say she did just come out with a really shaky healthcare platform, but our hope is that it does get strengthened throughout the season. So we shall see. We'll give her a little bit of time. Good old Liz. But it's an interesting race right now. Joe Biden. Mm,
Joe.
Let it go, Joe.
Poor Joe. I just feel bad for the guy. Why? I just feel bad. Because
you don't feel bad for us?
Well, I know. Only bad because it's just like, he's just like out of his league and out of his range. Like, he's like, take That's a real. Seat. You That's know what I'm real. Saying? Like, I feel like you could have more influence sitting to the side. Like, a president, you are not. But Ooh. A good, like, you know, back runner, just somebody to have to support you. Like, that's you.
Yeah. But, or it was him until he opened his mouth recently. So Joe's been in some hot water, too, with the black community. We're not going to get into all that right now. Look up this information, y'all. It is important. Look and see why I say Joe's in trouble with us, and then y'all get back to me. Maybe that's the question. For the trip? It's not really that simple. I'm not going to call that much attention to it. But made you think for a second, didn't I? All right, y'all. So moving on to events. Tori, what have we been up to lately?
So yes, recently we went to a really, really cool book club put on by the San Diego Black Professionals.
Yes.
So, and the book was Happy Women Live Better by Valerie Burton, which was really interesting. So she really talked about like your triggers of being happy. Like, what do you use? What do you use are your go-tos to actually make you happy and why? And so she had this really cool quiz on there that me and you took.
Yes.
And we found out some extra things about ourselves.
Yes, the happiness triggers. It is available online for free for those of you all that are wondering, what are my happiness triggers? Mm-hmm. And what are also some things that are what she calls power triggers?
Yes.
So things that you need to work on, things that actually would be helpful for you if you paid a little bit more attention to you, but right now they're causing you some anxiety. So it was really a good quiz. It was insightful. I agreed with it for the most part. Nobody actually knows you, you know, so it's a quiz. Don't put so much into it and say, oh, it wasn't 100% accurate. I don't like it. Yeah. Give it some leeway here, y'all. But it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. What were your happy triggers? Ooh. The top three.
Oh, gosh. My happy triggers were... I know one of the top three was service. I have to go back and look at the list. Your girl done caught me off guard.
It's okay. I remember mine. So my top three was play, service, and smile.
Yes.
Yeah, so I like to play and be social and hang out with people, service, giving back, and doing things to help one another, and then smiling. That's like the cheapest thing you can do to really like make somebody's day.
Pretty much.
You know, it's just like, just smile. It's so easy. And also one thing that I do for myself when I'm feeling down, I just smile randomly. Yeah. Because it like something it does in your brain to like kind of, it triggers something to make you be like, okay, I'm not as sad or it's not as bad as it seems. Like the smile brings your mood up.
Yes, that is actually true. It's a scientific fact. Again, look that up.
Look it up.
All right. What do we have coming up?
Coming up, we got some cool events. So, first and foremost, everyone needs to know that FM Podcast is brought to you by the Black Entrepreneurs Group. We have a meetup on meetup.com. Check us out if you want to join us. We're here in San Diego. So, yes, we're in San Diego. So, we're putting on some events coming up. The Black Entrepreneurs are putting on some events. And the one that's coming up is going to be... the second annual Stock Sisters Summit by the Stocks and Stiletto Society.
Yes, super excited about that one. If you're into finance or just into money, let's just back that up, right? You don't have to be into finance. If you're into money, this is an event that you should check out. It's the second annual event hosted by the Stocks and Stiletto Society, which, okay, first of all, the name.
Perf.
More than enough. It's beautiful. I love it. I think about my mom because she would love that name. Stocks and Stilettos.
Stocks and Stilettos. I'm going there tonight, girl.
Yeah. Whereas our generation is like stilettos, pumps in the club. Hey,
don't get us started.
So, but I love the name. I love the idea and the platform. They're going to have people there that are going over finance, of course, how to invest smartly. And also, they're going to have some angel investors there and an investor panel talking about the do's and don'ts in trying to seek out an investor, the mistakes that they see people making, things like that. So, it should really be a good event. It's hosted right here in San Diego.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I can't wait for that because that's something that a lot of us need when we're especially getting into business because you know nothing about the numbers.
Nothing.
So, this would be a really good event to help people kind of get their things together. So, another one that we have coming up is the secure the bag. Secure the bag. And that's another thing with the finance, the fierce female financier.
Yes. Yes.
By Jean Saunders. So she's going to talk more about like how to get your finances and things in order and just kind of tell you how to get started really and then like the things that you need to get started.
Yes. So really excited to be working with Jean and the San Diego Black Professionals on this event. It's going to be hosted at WeWork downtown San Diego on October 10th. So if you're here in town, come and check it up, check us out. Come hang out with us and learn about your finances.
Yes.
All right. So moving into, let's get into some Twitter topics, right? That are still related to entrepreneurship and money. That's what we're here for.
Money.
So earlier this week in California, there was a Fair Pay to Play Act passed through this California state legislature that will allow NCAA athletes to profit from their likeness, from their images and things like that, which is excellent.
Yes.
So
and this is college, right?
This is college. Okay. NCAA is college level. So football, baseball, basketball, all of these sports that college athletes are playing and not getting paid for, California is saying you all should get paid for that, which is excellent.
That's huge.
Yes.
That's huge because they've been talking about how like the NCAA is kind of like, you know, New World slavery. How they do those boys because they don't pay them, you know. And then I've seen documentaries and stuff on Netflix. I can look it up or whatever. Just the players just kind of complaining how they just like be practicing all day long and they go back to their room. They don't have any money for food.
Yes,
you know. And so they're calling their coaches and stuff like that. And you think because they're on these billboards and do all this stuff on ESPN and things like that that they're kind of well off, but they're really not. They're not really getting taken care of. So this would be huge for them and start in California, but hopefully spread throughout the United States.
Now there was some well known opposition to it.
Hmm.
So Tim Tebow, for those
really?
Of you.
Really?
Yes.
The good Christian savior.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Mr. Tebow time himself, right? Came out in opposition of this and said that it defeats the purpose of team. That saying that players getting paid, it really hurts the team. It's detrimental to the school. It's detrimental to the team. Detrimental to the sports.
Wow.
And that's ridiculous. So you've got to look at perspectives here. Tim Tebow is coming from a perspective of never having to struggle, never having to really excel at anything, basically failing upwards, right? So he had a pretty successful career at University of Florida as an undergrad, had one good year in the NFL, and then essentially failed upwards into a broadcasting position, and then was allowed to play professional baseball, as I read on Twitter, perfectly worded, because he wanted to.
Oh.
Okay,
so this is all after his football
career? Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what he's been up to after football, besides having these wrong takes on not allowing NCAA athletes to be paid. So it was really interesting. If you all get a chance, again, something to check out, Fair Play to Play Act, passed out here in California, allowing student athletes to be paid for their likeness and for basically what they're doing, what they're dedicating their lives to. A lot of professional athletes did come out in support of the bill. Interestingly enough, who else is in opposition of it outside of the NCAA themselves?
Who?
The NCAA.
Oh, they're not for it?
No.
Oh.
They're not here for it. The NCAA has called the proposal unconstitutional, arguing states lack the jurisdiction to grant student athletes these rights.
What?
Yeah.
So they don't even have these rights that they're saying.
That's what the NCAA is saying. They're saying that California can't give these students the rights. Right, right. But you have the right to not pay them, feed them. And then if their coach does try to help, you could essentially fine the coach, the student, ban the student from playing the sport, ban the school from getting into postseason activities. It's just ridiculous.
It really is. And, like, it doesn't take away anything from the NCAA. Like, nothing.
Not a lick.
Like, if anything, it just helps in fostering more of, a business that people want to be involved in.
Yes.
You know, and not just do it and then go to the to the National Girls League. Yeah.
Because the NCAA is struggling with retention, mm-hmm. right? So they've got a lot of folks that are doing one and done mm-hmm. because being a professional athlete is more than just like, oh, I get to look good and play right. my sport on TV and I get shoe deals and I'm on, you know, have commercials and whatnot. It's really grueling on your body, especially if you consider professional football. The length of their career is incredibly short, mm-hmm. or the potential length of their career is incredibly short. Their contracts are also not guaranteed. So if you all have been paying attention to the NFL over the summer and all the agency drama and contract updates, a lot of it was players fighting to have their contracts guaranteed or to get more money up front because they know that, hey, if I get injured, that team could pull all that money away from me, right? They could trade me away. They could give me nothing. If I say something out of line, they could fine me for it or they could reduce my money. So it's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff that these athletes are dealing with in terms of contracts and negotiation, things like that. So this is a huge step. Shout out to the state. Shout out to our state right now.
Right. Like, I see you. We care about the people over here.
We do.
You know what I'm saying? No, it's high as hell. But we still care.
We care for rent. But it's NCAA athletes. Y'all get paid. Y'all okay? get paid. And then y'all pay
Give us back. Give back. Right. You have to give back.
Okay. Excellent. So, moving on. Sticking with Twitter. So, the reason Soulful Tea is all dressed up and glamorous today and I look like a fuzzy Muppet is because her 30th birthday is 30, coming up.
Actually, I'm about to be 30.
I have something for you in honor of your 30th birthday.
Oh, gosh.
It's not even bad. Why are you looking at me like that?
What do you have?
I know that you're into crystals lately, and
you
so
crystals?
Yes, I wanted to get you something for your birthday. So this is so agate. I'm not sure what it is. I took a picture of like what the crystal is and what it means because I don't know. But shout out to Black Life 619. She is on Instagram. DJ Lace SD as well. They made this bracelet. So Black-owned vendor made this amazing bracelet. It's really beautiful. I'll make sure to take a picture and put it up for those of y'all that are checking us out on YouTube. But yes, happy birthday.
Thank you. Aw, you're so sweet.
Love you.
That was so sweet. And I did want some new crystals, so thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Nice. Yes.
Yeah, I want to see what the Gate one. I've heard of that one before.
Yeah.
I want to see what those attributes
are.
What
it means. Yeah. So today is not actually Soulful Tea's birthday. It is next Wednesday, September 18th, which is when we actually drop the pod. So a little early on video, but in real life or when we drop the pod, it'll be right on time.
Right on time.
Hey, so speaking of that, we are actually looking at some things on Twitter that says, somebody tweeted, I am 30 days away from my 30th birthday. What's one thing you wish you would have known about your 30s before you entered them? Give me your best advice. Someone said, I wish I had known how free I would feel with each subsequent year so I could have exhaled sooner. My 20s were filled with so much struggle, I expected more of the same. Meanwhile, life gets better with each year older I get. Expect the best.
Aww,
I really love that. I'm actually low-key really excited to turn 30. I've got 2 years, but, well, a year and a half, I guess. But I'm really excited to turn 30 because 20s are rough.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
You have more questions than you do answers. You really think you're behind in life. You got peers, like, especially if you went to college, but you got peers that are looking at you, you're looking at them, and they're traveling the world, seemingly just without a care.
30 under 30.
Yes.
All under those
they're
top lists.
They're just doing everything. You're like, what? How are you paying your rent and going on these trips? I just don't understand. How do you pay your rent? How do you pay your cell phone bill? How are you doing these things unless you travel for work? Then that makes sense to me. But a lot of people, a lot of y'all ain't traveling for work. You're just traveling.
They're just traveling.
Show us your ways, okay? Like, we've got a travel agent here with us. And I still am like,
How?
What is the answer? So tell us your secrets if you do know. But yes, so what are you looking forward to about turning 30?
I'm looking forward to me just really embracing who I'm becoming in this season. It's a little new, a little like, okay, this is really who I am. Like, I'm going to start using my government name, Latoria.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's official. Like, I am no longer Tori, okay? I am Latoria Williams.
Wow.
Call me as such.
Okay? Wow.
I feel like a real woman, you know what I'm saying?
I see.
A real woman. But not only that, just kind of just breaking off, like, bad habits and limiting beliefs and things that just been keeping me from really reaching my potential. potential. Like, I'm not gonna allow that anymore to like keep me from what I'm really like capable of. So yes. Like, I'm excited about it. Like, I've been getting all these good vibes and just things from the universe just telling me like everything that I've been wanting, everything I've been praying for is coming into fruition.
Yes.
And so I'm just most excited about just all the blessings that are coming.
Yes. You deserve, friend.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Latoria.
Yes, please.
It'll be an adjustment that I will make for you. I respect your time.
What are you talking? Okay, so.
So y'all don't know, but our cameraman clowns with us every time.
You gonna give me a portable what?
He basically said he's got some Depends and an oxygen tank for you, girl.
Is that what I have to look forward to on the other side?
Pretty much.
Okay, my bladder's already weak.
Our Doc, DJ Doc and I, our cameraman, would not know because we are both a smooth 25. Thank you.
Right.
So, carrying on. Talking about things coming into fruition, that actually ties really well into our topic for today, which is episode 102, F the job, right? F the job. A job is something that you go to simply to make money.
Mm-hmm.
You're there when you're required to be and not a minute more, not a minute less, right? Because you want to get your full check and that is it. It is not a career. It's not a passion. It's not anything that you really want to be doing. So this episode is titled F the Job, and we're going to be talking about when we knew it was time to pursue our dreams, mm-hmm. right? Which is this. Like,
yes.
Us talking to you is one of our dreams. We're really happy to be here with y'all. So, Latoria, will you kick us off?
Yes, I will. I will. So, you know, when I first went to college, I know I wanted to go and do something in marketing, advertising and stuff. So I was like, I like marketing, I like advertising, and just how you kind of tie things together to bring out a bigger picture or a message. But when I went to school, it was a lot of traditional marketing. It wasn't like any of the digital things that we have to focus on now. And so it was like, okay, so I went to college for that, but then I didn't have any experience in digital marketing. And so once I started working in digital marketing, getting more experience, and then this current job, which I got last year around November, you know, I started working there. I'm just like, wait a minute, I can do this myself. Like, why am I like here doing all this stuff for this CEO, you know? And he did put together a really good platform and just like networking and marketing system, mm-hmm. for brokers and insurance agents and stuff like that. But the system is like foolproof, you know? And so I learned a lot of things from just working there. And so I'm just like, I can literally do this myself. And so it began.
Yes.
What about you?
Yes. I started to, so I left a job that I really, really, really loved,
mm-hmm.
chasing money,
mm-hmm.
just being honest, mm-hmm. right? Chasing money. And from there, I started to kind of bounce from job to job to job. Mm-hmm. And I'm in my third job since I left the one that I really loved. And what I've realized is that no job is going to satisfy me at this point.
Yeah.
Not a one. And I'm in human resources and I love being a resource to humans. That's essentially what I aim to do across the entirety of my life. But I'm finding that I'm not satisfied anymore,
mm-hmm.
in just fulfilling benefit enrollment, okay? Y'all think benefit enrollment is hard for y'all? You don't know, okay? Those of y'all
side.
That can't decide how much you want to put into your FSA, y'all cause me stress.
Ooh,
okay?
That's me.
Yeah, Latoria. So that is not fulfilling me anymore. And I started to really reflect and look back, especially as I'm getting closer to 30, and thinking about, what have I done,
mm-hmm.
right? All of these things that I've done throughout my life, I've always been in some type of organization that is really about government, structure, and events.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it really kind of boils down to. When I was younger, I was in Future Business Leaders of America. I did co-op. I did black student government throughout school and then college. I was the vice president of our black student government alongside of one of the best people I will ever meet, who's now an attorney in Brooklyn. Just a random shout out to Whitney Williams.
Hey,
love you. You're
Whitney.
Awesome. But working with those folks and doing events. I did a lot of events in college. I even threw a masquerade ball, which was one of the best events I've ever done. So looking back and realizing, okay, I did that all of my life. Why did I get away from that?
Yeah.
Why did I get away from that? And I really think it comes down to, I needed money, right? You get out of college, and I was going from living by myself for 4 years, kicking it,
mm-hmm.
to living at home with mom, and I'm like,
yeah, this ain't it.
I got to get my own place,
this
right? So then I needed money to do so, and then you start to follow money as you get out of, or as I got out of college, and just lost what I was passionate about.
Yeah.
Lost sight of that, and then started to kind of focus in on this really narrow view of making money and climbing the corporate ladder, mm-hmm. right? And I was listening to a lot of astrology readings, y'all, astrology and tarot cards and things about the universe, all that good stuff. And one thing that popped up to me was that I lost sight of what I was really passionate about because I was too narrowed in on this goal and I have reached the top of what I was trying to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm currently the director of human resources. Where else do I go?
Yeah.
What else do ceiling. I do? Yeah, that is the ceiling, at least in this organization. It's not as though I could go to a regional level or anything like that with the org that I'm currently with. So I've reached that and it's not enough. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm saying, okay, well, why isn't it enough? What do I really want to be doing? What do I enjoy doing that I could do for free? Don't necessarily want to always do it for free. I mean, you know, we live in Southern California. I got to make money.
Right.
But what could I do for free? What do I really love? And that's what made me say, okay, maybe it's time to really look at pursuing my passions, not just having a job.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. It's like you really kind of got to go back and think about, like, what do I enjoy doing? What can I do without even thinking about? And just like, so yeah, I agree. Okay, so just moving on, we kind of just talked about already what your 9-to-5 is. Like, what do you feel like is holding you back in that position from keeping you from doing the full, you know, entrepreneur thing?
I think in the position that I'm in human resources, it's just the structure. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to really be, you just have to be fulfilling the needs of your team members in that organization. And it's a really fine balance between mm-hmm. being pro-business or pro-person. Mm-hmm. And I really try to be in the middle. I try to do more for the people side because people are what make your organization go.
Yeah,
that's why
absolutely.
You need to take care of your folks. But what I'm looking at now is saying, okay, I've got all this training in human resources. Why don't I apply that to do some consulting for other small businesses, people that did go ahead and strike out on their own and say, hey, this is my passion and my dream. Because a lot of y'all don't know about all these compliance things that pop up in human resources, and I want to be that resource for folks.
Yeah.
So I think what caused me to say, okay, I'm ready to move on and get out of this is just how limiting the structure is within organizations. You can only do what you're asked to do.
Yeah.
People say, oh, they want you to be creative and they want you to come up with these new ideas for team building and all that, and then you come back and say, hey, I put this all together, and it's like, I don't know if we really want to do that, or we don't really have the budget. And so it's like, so y'all really didn't want to do that.
Exactly.
So just don't waste my time.
Exactly.
So that's why I think the structure is what really is pushing me out and saying, hey, you know, that's what's holding me back from pursuing my dreams within that actual field. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm able to take all of the skills and the experience I have and then transfer it into consulting.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good. Like, for me, at my current position, it's really, like you said, the structure and the culture.
Oof.
Like, the culture is so sometimes, because, you know, it's not a lot of me, my type, black woman, you know what I'm saying, in the kind of corporate, it's not even really corporate field, because it's supposed to be like a digital company laid back. They got a lot of those companies out here in California, but still, they don't have much culture, and they don't realize that it starts from the CEO, like it starts from the head down, mm-hmm. you know, so once he fosters that to us, then everybody else can follow suit. You know, and they have like little feedback thing where they ask it like us to leave feedback and suggestions, but they don't read them. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of made me feel like I don't care. I don't care about this job. I don't care about me helping these clients because the clients are ruthless. Okay, those clients. We ain't gonna talk about it. Okay, but real estate agents and mortgage brokers are pretty brutal when it comes to like service work. You know what I'm saying? So like, they don't understand that it's like a team effort when you coming on with like a digital marketing platform. Like, you're not paying that much, okay? If you want a full agency to do everything for you, that's gonna be at least $500 or so a month, at least. You know, that's on the low end. You know, for our stuff and what we do, it's like maybe $100-$150, so it's not that much, but you have to do some work as well. Mm-hmm. So they don't realize that. So we just get these nasty clients, and it's like, you know, just really just not nice and don't understand what we do. And, you know, that makes it hard for me to really care about my job and really have passion about it. Like, I do like marketing. I do learn about new digital marketing things. But when I'm dealing with these type of situations and the culture of work is just, like, not fostering to what I care about, it makes me want to venture out and just do my own thing.
Yes.
You know? And so when it comes to, like, skills and stuff that I learned, like, I learned so much at that job in such a quick time that I felt like I really could start my own business. Yes. Like right away.
Yes.
Like SEO, yes. Like this digital marketing, email marketing, social media marketing. Like I just learned so much. I'm just like, if they put this together and this is on a nice scale, what could I do? Yes. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes. And like you said, those limiting beliefs mm-hmm. is what keeps you from saying, oh, I could put this together myself. If you take that away and say, oh, I have learned all of this, I can do it myself, you could do anything.
Yes, literally.
You know? So it's such a big one. And I think when you take all of the skills and your life experiences, that's why you have those jobs. Mm-hmm. So I try Absolutely. To find meaning in everything, Absolutely. Right? And not just get in this negative mind space of, I hate my job. I'm so over it. I want to go. And I'm not there yet with this current job, but I know a lot of folks get there. Mm-hmm. They're dreading going to work yes. every day.
Yes.
Until you can find an avenue to pursue your passions full time, find the skills, find the little tidbits, the pieces of gold in your current role that you can transfer into your passion.
Yeah.
That you can say, hey, I can take these skills and turn it into something for me. I can flip it and make it a profit, right?
Absolutely.
Like, think about, like, buying and flipping a house. That's essentially what you're doing with these jobs. You're taking jobs, you're learning skills, and you're flipping it.
Flipping it, exactly. Flipping it. I like that. Flip. Yeah, so, like, when you're thinking about, like, having skills that you're learning at work and then you want to apply it to something, what was it, like, the first thing that you did, you know, with the skills that you learned to apply it outside of your 9-to-5?
I'm just now starting to do that mm-hmm. because I'm just now realizing that I'm not happy mm-hmm. in my current field. I'm not going to say my current role, my current field. And so I'm now starting to plan events and also pursue the entrepreneurial route. Mm-hmm. So starting this meetup group is really the first thing that I said, oh, okay, I have the skills to do that. I facilitate things all the time. I facilitate trainings. I get folks together. I'm good at coordination. And then on the flip side, okay, I've always done events. I've always been an activities chair, or the social chair, whatever it may be. So now getting back into those events and putting it together, we've got an NBA 2K tournament coming up in October. Excited. I know, I'm so geeked.
That's going to be so tight.
If you know me, you know this is where I spend the majority of my free time.
Playing
on
2K.
The sticks. Baby, catch me, okay? Tearing him up, too. Ask Pat for a screenshot of any game that we play.
Don't do that. Don't he hurt won't. Him like that. Don't,
he won't, because he's going to be like, oh, I don't want people to know how bad I am.
He probably like, what, man, she cheated. Oh, man.
Every time.
Froze. Man, my controller ain't working. Right. The game froze.
Yeah, it never seems to be working, Patrick.
Hey, don't know about All right, he has his good days every now and then.
He has, yeah, about once a year he wins. When I tell y'all he rides that out.
He got to.
I got to hear about it for at least a week, and then I beat him again. He had nothing for the rest of the year. Anyway, shout out to my brother. I love you, brother. You know, you're still, like, my number one person to beat. Anyway, so taking those skills just now and transferring them into something that I can flip into a profit. And I will say one thing I struggle with, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this, are, like, capitalism, in a sense. So the point is to make a profit, right? But I've always struggled with, but I want to give back to the community. I want to make sure that I'm helping people. I want to be a resource to folks. And sometimes it feels unnatural mm-hmm. to want to charge folks for your services, for your resources. How do you feel about that? Or how have you kind of gotten past charging people and seeing that as something that's necessary? Because it is, you are a business. Yeah. It is a business.
Absolutely. You are a business. And so how I kind of learned about it and kind of figured it out, because it's like, when I started my little side hustle and started applying the skills that I learned at school, it was like a little marketing company. And so, started a little marketing company, whatever, had clients. So the reason why I feel like it's necessary to charge, because that's your time. That is your time. Like, your time is not free. Okay. Yes. Your time is very valuable, especially when you're already doing like 40 plus hours, whatever, at your, you know, main job. So yes. It's like, you really have to be really passionate about something to want to do it for free and add value and all that. But I just realized, like, okay, I'm gonna have to charge for this because it's taking a lot of my time.
Yes.
Okay. But on the other end of that, when you're really just kind of getting out there and you want other people to know about your work, know what you do, you kind of have to maybe not charge to provide value on the front end. And then on the back end, you get the money. It'll come, basically.
Yes.
It'll come.
Yes.
And so I've had to play back and forth with both of those. It's rough.
It is rough. It's so rough, because you want to be that resource for folks. You want to help them out. And you also want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. You don't want to shortchange yourself because you're trying to help other folks. And then the other thing, too, is people will take advantage of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people will take advantage of you and say, hey, your services were free, but now you're trying to charge me. What's up? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they'll leave. Yeah. And so it's one of those things where you really have to know your worth.
Yeah.
Say, hey, okay, if I'm not getting paid, I can't go. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to pay my going rate, I'm sorry, I'm not going to negotiate with you. And be firm on that and secure your own bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Secure
your own bag. So when do you plan on saying F the job and going full-time passion?
Well, I mean, I would like to have like a nice timeline and be like, oh, I'm going to do it in 6 months and da, 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 da. But I think I need like a definite number of like things that I'm bringing in order to feel comfortable to say bye to my full-time job, because I got a family. Okay. I got family, I got kids, I got responsibilities. So, I wouldn't just jump in right in. It's like, all right, I'm just going full entrepreneur and I'll just do the struggle and work that hard and just like figure it out. Like, I need to actually be making a certain amount of money to, you know, replace my full time and then plus a little extra so I can work off of that.
Yes.
So that's what I'm really basing off on, just like a set number. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I'm making good money with this side hustle. I'm doing this. So now I can quit my full time.
Now you can transition. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the fence because I am known to be a little bit impulsive mm-hmm. and take those risks and, hey, I'm a gambler, baby. Okay. So I'm kind of on the fence. And I think about life experiences, things that I've already done before, and moving out to California is really similar to taking the entrepreneurial leap for me. So when I moved out to California, I'm not a saver, so all these financial events we have coming up are really for me. The universe is like, get you together. But I'm not a saver by nature. I'm a spender. If I got it, I spend it. I spend it on experiences. That's what I like to spend my money on. Mm-hmm. But I moved out to California, I didn't have a nest egg. I didn't really have a job lined up on the way here. All we had was the apartment.
Yeah.
We had the deposit down for 1 month. We had a friend coming out, so we were going to be splitting the rent three ways, which was excellent. But outside of that first month, I didn't know what we were going to do. Mm-hmm. Everything worked out. I got a job the very first week that I was here. I was able to say, oh, okay. Our camera guy said he's going full-time passion in June 2020.
Shout out to Doc. Hey, that's what's up,
Doc. We're so happy for Doc.
Inspiration.
Hey, right? See, he's got a date. So exactly. I don't know that I have a date, to be honest. I know that I want to say the end of this year, like January 1, 2020. I do not want to be working for somebody else. Mm-hmm. I want to be working full-time for myself, have my LLC established, and really be up and running with everything. And I'm feeling this really strong pull to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something it's getting harder for me to go and do the 9-to-5 every day, because something in me is saying, this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
This is your purpose. And now that I feel like I've found it, I'm willing to take that risk again.
It's calling
the same pull that was drawing me to California, saying, hey, everything's going to work out. My mom is not happy. Okay. My wife is a little scared too.
I know they're freaking out.
They're freaking out, but I feel as though, hey, y'all, I have been here before. I struggled when I first came to California. I'm not going to act like it was all beautiful. I did get the job, but okay, I still had bills. You know, I was still an adult at that time. So it was a transition and this will be another one, but I have faith that it'll work out, and I'm also not going to let myself fail.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. This is essentially all on me. Mm-hmm. It's not, oh, I didn't get that job, they didn't like me. No. This is all on me.
All on you.
I didn't hustle hard enough. I didn't connect with enough people. I didn't network fast enough. I'm not showing my face at enough events. All of that comes back to me.
Yeah.
Or to us, really. She's supposed to help me out. But so it comes back to us and what we're doing. So I have faith in myself that I will not fail. And I hope that those of y'all that are considering taking the leap and working for yourselves full time, that you have that much faith in yourselves. And you're not cocky, but you're confident. And you believe in your skills and your abilities, and you're ready to move forward. And when you are, the universe has your back. And we got your back. We'd love to be your resource.
Absolutely.
Really excited to hear other folks' thoughts on that, as we're going to have more guests on. So starting with our next few episodes, we'll be having different guests on from different fields, fashion, finance, music, and events, all types of stuff. Really excited to get these guests on. But I'm interested to see their take on it. You know, when they knew it was right for them, or if they're still trying to do both.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. I don't want to do both.
A lot of people are doing both, you know? A lot of people are just juggling and just have to do both because it's like, you know, you have to take care of your home, you know, first and foremost. You know, some people don't have that opportunity to just be like, okay, I have somebody carrying me on the other hand. Like, no, I am carrying me.
Right.
You know, and so.
Or like you said, you got a family. A family. You have responsibilities. Exactly. There are little people that might depend on you. I absolutely respect that. You know, I respect that and acknowledge it. Don't ever want to say to somebody else, well, you should just take the leap. If you're ready to take the leap, have that confidence and faith in yourself. And if you're not ready, that's okay too.
Exactly.
Or if you know that you have responsibilities, take care of your
like, take care of your stuff and do what you can on the side. You know what I'm saying? Still build on it, but you still have to grind. It's a grind. It's hustle.
A grind.
You can't sleep on it or it will sleep on you.
They will sleep on you, okay? Because things are fast-paced, honey. If you're not in their face, you're out of their mind space. Mm-hmm. Just keep that in mind. I signed an email today to our meetup group saying the grind continues.
Okay? Right? It continues.
So as we're wrapping up, we didn't forget about the special giveaway that we have
special
for y'all. Special
B-Day giveaway. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My little jingle.
Yeah. Eh. Okay. So, special 30th birthday giveaway. We're giving out a travel package. So, here are the rules. This is what we need y'all to do if you want to, if you want a chance to win the 1-4 night stay.
Yes.
From Rock Worldwide Travel. Follow the SDBEG on Instagram and Facebook. Leave a review on Apple on our podcast or leave a comment under the YouTube channel.
Yes.
Share this episode with two friends.
Two.
Not one.
But two.
Thank you. All right. And then comment on the FM Instagram with answer to the question, when is Soulful T's 30th birthday?
When is the birthday?
What date
did you listen?
Is Soulful T's 30th did you birthday? Hear? If you heard it earlier, I did tell you the exact date. Leave a comment with the date. In that comment, let us know the two friends that you shared it with. Feel free to tag them. And we're looking forward to reviews. We look forward to your feedback. Be honest with us. If you don't like my curly Muppet hair, that's fine. If you love her hair, that's great.
We love the natural. Okay, my official birthday is September 18th, 1989. Virgo in the house. But September 18th, 1989, make sure you put that in the comment and answer it, and make sure you follow us on the IG page and the Facebook group. Leave a comment on the Apple Podcast or our YouTube page and share the episode with two friends. And you could be going to Vegas and getting lit. Hey, it's always summer in Vegas, so it can be hot girl summer all year long.
It is hot. I'm hot thinking about it.
Okay, trying to get out of the cold areas for people that's on the West Coast or whatever. It's about to get cold. You're going to need this trip. I'm just saying, it's easy.
It's easy. We're looking forward to your comments and your feedback. Thank you for hanging out with us. This has been FM Episode 2, F the Job, sponsored by the Black Entrepreneurs Group. Find us on Meetup. Thanks, y'all. We love having y'all with us.
Hey, and we out.